早晨各位。
Good morning, everybody.
早晨各位。
Good morning, everybody.
每年一次的纪念日。
Every year in this weekend, we have Memorial Day.
我们能够做一年一次的联合崇拜。
And once a year, we have an English-Cantonese combined service.
讲得好听呢，就是我们合埋一起。
We can say that we are combined together.
如果讲得不好听呢，
But we can also say,
如果我们讲你们是渔民，
渔民你是 fisherman，
多渔民的，
哦，多渔的，
多渔。
Okay. If you are the remaining people,
所以有些人呢觉得多余的呢就可以不来。
Some people would think that since we are sort of, you know, the leftover people, remaining people, we don't need to be here.
其实圣经里面讲渔民呢是选民。
But according to the Bible, the remaining people are the chosen ones.
所以你们应当是上帝所宝贝的，很有价值的人民。
So you who are here are the most treasured by God, the most valuable people.
所以今天我特别带一段的圣经到大家面前。
So today I'm bringing a passage from the Bible.
我们在约书亚记第四章。
In Joshua chapter 4.
第四章是第十五节至到二十四节。
From verses 15 to 24.
因为两个礼拜前大家纪念母亲。
Two Sundays ago, we remember our mothers.
可以说得在一年一次很有价值，很多人兴高采烈的纪念母亲的日子。
And once a year, we cheer for our mothers on Mother's Day.
And 昨日或者听日，我们就要纪念美国阵亡的将士。
And tomorrow, as Americans, we remember our lost soldiers.
那今天我们纪念什么呢？
But what should we as Christians remember today?
所以特别着重的就是约书亚记第四章。
And therefore, I chose Joshua chapter 4.
不知道你们有多少人有你自己的圣经。
I don't know who have your Bibles with you.
如果没有呢，很可能你可以听到我们等阵所讲的这一段的圣经。
If you don't have the Bible, that's all right. You can listen to what the Bible says as we read.
这一段圣经呢是很特别的。
This is a very special passage.
因为这一段圣经虽然是已经离开我们差不多四千年了。
Although this story occurred about 4,000 years ago.
其中有三个字呢是特别提醒我们要纪念的。
But there are three words that ask us to remember.
当然这些字呢是原文是希伯来文。
Although these words are originally in Hebrew,
翻成英文。
And they're translated to English.
也都翻成中文。
And translated to Chinese.
但是都是纪念的意思。
But also, all these words mean to remember.
第一段的经文呢，
The first verse came from
是约书亚记第四章。
Joshua chapter 4.
第四章当然第一至到第十四节都很重要。
From verses 1 to 14 is a very precious passage.
为了时间的缘故呢，我们就从第十五节读起。
But due to limitation of time, we'll start with verse number 15.
第十五节到第十六节是讲什么呢？
Verses 15 and 16 says,
说耶和华晓谕约书亚说，
Then the Lord said to Joshua,
你吩咐给法柜的祭司从约旦河上来。
Command the priest carrying the ark of the testimony to come up out of the Jordan.
嗱，你听到神吩咐，即系神命令、神指定。
You heard the word command. That means God designated and God ordered.
然后约书亚就吩咐祭司说
，And Joshua commanded the priest.
嗱，同样系吩咐。
The same word commanded.
上帝吩咐约书亚。
God commanded Joshua.
现在约书亚交代祭司们。
And now Joshua commanded the priest,
你们从约旦河里上来,
come up out of the Jordan.
抬耶和华约柜的祭司从约旦河上来,
and the priest came up out of the river carrying the ark of the covenant of the Lord.
注意这几个字, 脚掌刚踏到干地,
please pay attention. No sooner had they set their feet on the dry ground, then the waters of the Jordan returned to the place and ran at flood stage as before. A very special place.
約旦河在一年一次春水漲的時候是很猛的一條河。
Every year in springtime, River Jordan would overflow.
好像我們北部的 俄國河, Russian River.
Just like the river, Russian River to our north.
一到漲河漲的時候是非常猛的。
And when it overflows, it's a very serious situation. God did not ask the Israelites to cross the Jordan while the water is shallow. But God asked them to go across the River Jordan when the river overflows. What is the most important word in this passage?
这段圣经呢, 就是从约旦河上来,
it's the word come out, come up out of.
然后就全章圣经呢, 那个上来, 渡过那个字呢, 从原文呢, 一直不断地重复。
And you'll hear the word come up out of or cross repeatedly in this passage.
在原文呢, 这个字, 就重複了13次。
In the original Hebrew text, this word appeared 13 times.
那這個字有什麼特別呢?
What's so special about this word?
很對不起, 就只有我們讀過, 好像他跟我一樣讀過希伯來文的才知道。
Just like only Pastor Yang who know how to read Hebrew can know about it.
渡過原來跟希伯來這三個字 其實兩個字是一樣,
so the word cross and Hebrew actually in the original text of Hebrew is come from the same stem.
所以你從河這邊渡過那邊呢, 可以說你從這邊希伯來到那一邊。
So when you cross the River Jordan, it means from one side of the river to the other side of the river.
上帝特別著重這個字渡過不是沒有理由的。
God emphasized this word crossing.
因为上帝当年叫亚伯拉罕从吾尔去进入去迦南，亦都系用渡过。
When God asked Abraham many years ago to come from the town of Ur to the land of Canaan, it's the same word that was used to cross.
所以嗰阵时咧，在创世纪14章就已经话上帝亚伯拉罕被称为希伯来人。
So in book of Genesis chapter 14, Abraham is called a Hebrew for the first time.
去到第39章讲到约瑟的时候，再一次讲佢又系希伯来人。
And in chapter 39 of the book of Genesis, when God mentioned Joseph, he also mentioned Joseph as a Hebrew.
当出埃及记第一章重重复复讲以色列人要离开埃及，因为佢哋系希伯来人。
Also, in the first chapter of the book of Exodus, when the Israelites left Egypt, they are also crossed. The same word was also used because they are Hebrew.
因为他们是从远方，从米索不达米亚那里这么远的地方来到迦南。
Because the Israelites went to Canaan from faraway land in Mesopotamia.
而且他们从远方
And when they left from really far away land, it's a very special behavior. If you go back to the book of Genesis chapter 11, what is that special incident? It's when Abraham obeyed and listened to God's words to go to a land that he doesn't even know of.
换一句话来讲, 他去是一种信心的回应。
Therefore, the fact that he left and went is the response of his faith.
因此道过, 行过, 经过, 这个过字呢, 是一种信心的行动。
So to cross or to come out of is an act of faith.
是一种回应上帝呼召的信心。
It's a response to God because of our faith.
因此各位弟兄姊妹, 今天我们是余民。
So dear brothers and sisters, we are the remaining people today.
有时我很奇怪, 为什么上帝在100多年前 呼召一些中国劳工从中国到美国来建筑这个太平洋到大西洋的这条美国的铁路。
Sometimes I thought about over 100 years ago when a lot of Chinese immigrants came over to this continent and built a railroad from the Pacific to the Atlantic.
你今天如果去到Stockton的东部,
if you go to the east of Stockton today,
可以见到一条一条的好靓的，好一啲都唔算矮嘅墙，石墙。
And you see something like a wall, not very tall, short walls.
系当年嘅华工佢哋建筑嘅墙，纪念佢哋当年喺嗰个地方嘅辛苦所建筑嘅遗迹。
These are walls to commemorate the Chinese workers at that time when they came over and built the railroad.
或者你去到Angel Island,
or if you go to Angel Island,
你可以在天使岛上面，亦都睇到一啲劳工佢哋当年渔民所经过嘅辛苦嘅经历。
You can actually see some of the ruins that the early Chinese workers have left over on that island.
佢哋渡过好多困难。
They had overcome many difficulties.
我相信你和我都经过某种的困难。
I believe that both you and I have overcome certain difficulties.
有些人是经过一种歧视的困难。
Some people might have faced discrimination.
有些人是经过经济的困难。
And some might have overcome financial difficulties.
有些人是经过政治的困难。
And some might have overcome political situations.
好像约旦河呢, 上帝突然间给他们突然能够来到美国。
Just like River Jordan, and all of a sudden they came to the United States.
我相信这个是一种提醒你和提醒我。
I think this is a reminder to both you and us.
当他们见到汹涌的河流水的时候,
when they saw the river flowing, overflowing,
上帝截住个河水,
God stopped the river.
要他们经过个河床，干地经过。
So they can actually walk across the dry land. And it's the path that they have never walked before.
如果你看约书亚记三章十九节话，你听那条路从来没行过。If
you read Joshua 3:19, you'll see that the path was never taken before.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为信心就是这么特别的。
Because that's the special thing about faith.
信心不是建立在一帆风顺的路上。
Faith is not built on times when we are prosperous.
如果你是一帆风顺的道路, 你在那里行呢, 不是一种信心的道路。
At times of prosperity, we're not walking the path of faith.
因为信心乃是建立在逆风当中。
Faith was built against headwind. When you heard and listened and obeyed God's instructions against the headwind, and that is true faith. So faith doesn't come at the time when everything was okay.
But it's being okay, 就是你能够放心向前行。
But it's when you see difficulties and still calmly walk your path.
所以当你见到渡过和希伯来那个字，其实两个字就原文都是两个单字。
So whenever you read crossing or Hebrew, these two words came from the same stem. When we talked about these remaining people, we talked about faith. And if you read verses 1 to 3, you will see how by faith they crossed the river
Jordan.
God asked them for every tribe send one representative. And God asked them to pick up a stone in the river and as a commemoration. Because crossing is a very important thing for us to remember. But this passage also reminds us another type of remembrance. And I think your Bible should have the same kind of writing. And this passage, seven times, repeatedly talk about one word. What word is that?
中文是两个字,
in Chinese, it's two characters. In English, it's one word. In English, it's the ark.
那个两个字,约柜,
the ark, which is the Ark of Covenant, is something that does not exist anymore these days.
最早的时候, 当他们在会幕, 在旷野的时候,
in early days, while the Israelites are staying in the tabernacle in the wilderness,
在会幕里面有众人可以聚集的地方,
in the tabernacle, there is a place that where they can worship.
但是会幕里面有圣所,
in the tabernacle, there is the holy place.
还有一个地方叫至圣所,
and that's a place called the holiest of holy.
在至圣所里面呢, 有一个柜, 藏住有玛拿, 有十诫,
and within this holiest of holy, they stored a bowl of manna, and also it's where the Ten Commandments were stored.
那个地方是提醒他们上帝的约柜的存在。
And the holiest of holy reminds the Israelites 这个约, the existence of God.
这个约柜所在的至圣所,
and where this holiest of holy is, there is where they put the Ark of the Covenant.
平常的人, 平常的祭司都不能够进去。
Regular people cannot go into that place.
只有大祭司才一年一次可以进去。
And only the high priest can go into that place, and only once a year.
当那个大祭司进去的时候,
and when the high priest went into that holiest of holy,
他要自己自洁自己,
he had to sanctify himself.
他要自己在神的面前安静等候要求神赦免他的罪。
He kept himself quiet for a period of time and asked for forgiveness of his sins.
然后他进去的时候,人家要绑着他一只脚。
And when he entered the holiest of holy, somebody would tie one of his feet.
因为万一他进去,他不洁净,上帝击打他。
And the reason for that is, just in case he wasn't clean enough, God would struck him dead right there.
别人呢,不能够进去,
and nobody else can go into the holiest of holy to pull him out. And therefore, they use this rope that tied his leg to pull him out. In another word, when we went into the holy place of God, it's a very serious matter. The Ark of Covenant symbolizes the presence of God. When God's presence is part of your spiritual life, we shouldn't just take it lightly to go into the temple of God. And during the journey,
以色列人同約櫃要隔開兩百爪的距離,
the Israelites have to keep a distance of about 200 feet from the Ark of Covenant. They cannot just touch the Ark of Covenant. They have to be very serious and careful. Because in God's presence, they have to respect and give high regard to God. These days in our society, we lack respect. And we don't give God his regards. And we don't mutually respect each other. Because we forgot that we actually have a covenant with God. Although you and I are in the 21st century nowadays, people in the 21st century, we don't go to the tabernacle. We don't even go to the temple anymore. Because God's temple is actually in every one of our hearts. We can freely come before God anytime, any place. And we can directly ask God by our prayers. And at any time, we can choose to become his chosen people. We are not the remaining people anymore. And we become God's chosen people.
各位弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
你有没有使用这个权利呢?
Have you ever used this privilege?
你有没有使用这个随时可以来到上帝面前向他祈求这个权利呢?
Have you ever used this privilege of at any time come before God and ask?
因为希伯来书10章提醒你和提醒我,
in the book of Hebrews chapter 10,
我们怎样来到上帝的面前呢?
How do we come before God?
我们可以坦然无惧的,
we can come to God without any fear.
我们一点都不需要惧怕,
no fear at all.
不像以前的大祭司呢, 要绑着脚入到上帝的面前,
unlike the high priest in the old days that one of his legs had been to be tied,
我们随时呢, 可以凭着耶稣的宝血,
and at any time, through Jesus Christ's blood, we can come before God. But how do we come before God? Have you ever thought about that? How do we come before God? Do you remember a Samaritan woman who met Jesus?
在約翰福音第四章告訴我聽, 那個撒瑪利亞婦人,
in the book of John, Gospel of John, chapter 4, this Samaritan woman met Jesus.
她在日頭沒有人出來打水的時候出來打水,
she tried to get some water from the well during the daytime when nobody else was trying to get the water.
耶穌就用水, 来跟他讲生命之道,
and Jesus used water to talk to her about the life.
耶稣就提醒他,
and Jesus reminded her,
你不需要去到一定的圣殿才可以敬拜神。
Jesus reminded her that you don't have to go to a certain place of the temple to worship God.
因为敬拜神的人,
because people who worship God,
来到上帝的面前, 与上帝同在的人,
Those who are with God's presence, they use the spirit and truth to worship God. Spirit means it's a lively spirit, it's a very free spirit. Truth means being calm and being calm.
我们怎样能够用心灵 又用诚实，同时两个极端来到上帝的面前呢？
How do we use a lively spirit but also be calm in the truth and come before God?
就是用纪念的心情。
And it is to use a heart of remembrance.
我们要纪念上帝，我们就可以用心灵，又可以用诚实。
If we remember God, we can both use the lively spirit and the calm truth of God to worship.
你可以自由的，又可以认真的来到上帝。
We can be free and be serious at the same time.
但请问你有没有这样的心情来到上帝的面前？
But let's ask ourselves, do we really worship God like this?
好，
一个，
哦，对不起。刚才讲过十二个人在这个地方，
okay.
然后上帝叫他们用十二块石头带过来。
Okay, so in this passage, God asked Joshua to ask the people to bring 12 stones to him.
然后上帝叫他们要将个十二块石头立在约翰。
And use these 12 stones to set in the river Jordan.
所以今天我们纪念是要纪念上帝给事。
So as a reminder, we have to timely remember the holy covenant of God while there is still time.
各位，你有没有纪念你同上帝的立约？
Dear brothers and sisters, do you remember the covenant between you and God?
我知道有些人他的本圣经呢，记住他几月、几日、几年在上帝的面前受洗。
I know some of you in your Bible, you would mark down the year, the month, the date when you were baptized.
我也都知道有些人在他奉献那天，他怎样将自己完全奉献给主，他写在他日记簿上。
And I know some people who, when they offered themselves fully to God, full time, they actually wrote in their diary.
与神立约是要慎重，也都要快乐。
When we make a covenant with God, we have to be serious, but we also have to have joy.
过去十几年来，我在美国东部或者是欧洲很多地方参加受洗的聚会。
Over the last decade, I was at the East Coast and attended many baptism services.
有些聚会，有些立约呢，很慎重。
In some of these services, that baptism ceremony is very serious.
但是慎重到好似去参加个丧礼咁。
It's almost like going to a funeral.
咁呢个呢，就是慎重到嗰个极端。
And that might be too serious to an extreme.
但系亦都有啲浸礼呢，或者洗礼呢，好欢喜快乐。
But there are also some baptism service where there is so much joy.
俾嗰啲生日。聚会仲高兴快乐
，It's more lively than like a birthday party。
又系另外一个极端
，And that's another extreme。
但系我觉得我哋在立约嘅时候系不但要快乐，亦都要慎重。
But I feel like when we make covenant with God, we have to be both lively but serious。
一定要有一啲可以纪念嘅行为
，And there is some action that is worth remembering。
好可能你读过诗篇第。
Maybe you have read Psalm 78.
Okay. 诗篇七十八篇第一至到第八节。
In Psalm 78, verses 1 to 8.
如果你可以同我读第一节。
We can read the first verse together.
同我一齐好吗？第一节用广东话读，第二节用英文读，好吗？
In verse 1 we'll use Chinese to read, and in the second verse we'll use English.
我的民啊，你们要留心听我的吩咐，侧耳听我口中的话。英文呢，就是
I will open my mouth with a parable. I will utter hidden things from of old.
第三节英文
Things we have heard and known.Things our ancestors have told us.
第四节，我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒，要将耶和华的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听。第五节，
He decreed statutes for Jacob and established the law in Israel. which he commanded our ancestors to teach their children.
第七節呢，就係 好叫他們仰望神，不忘記上神的作為，為要守他的命令。第八節用大家一齊用英文讀好嗎？
They would not be like their ancestors, a stubborn and rebellious generation, whose hearts were not loyal to God, whose spirits were not faithful to Him.
換一句話嚟講，
in another word,
我哋需要在上帝嘅面前，要將上帝俾我哋嘅恩典，我哋同佢嘅立約，從一代轉到另外一代去。
In front of God, we need to remember His grace and pass on from one generation to another.
有好少人懂得呢個紀念嘅真理。
Very few people will understand the reasons behind this remembrance.
我哋唔記得嚟向青年、少年嚟傳遞上帝嘅約。
We will forget about passing this covenant to our younger generation.
所以請我哋一齊讀約珥書第一章第二節到第三節。
Let's read the book of Joel, chapter 1, verses 2 and 3.
我哋讀完粵語之後，就一齊讀英語好嗎？
Okay, we'll start Chinese first.
老年人啊，
當聽我的話，國中的居民啊，都要側耳而聽。在你們的日子或你們列祖的日子，曾有這樣的事嗎？
Okay, 英文。
Hear this, you elders. Listen, all who live in the land. Has anything like this ever happened in your days or in the days of your ancestors?
你們要將這事傳於子，子傳於孫，孫傳於後代。
Tell it to your children, and let your children tell it to their children, and their children to the next generation.
好清楚的。
It's very clear.
纪念上帝的恩典可以从一代转到另外一代。
To remember God's grace is to pass this from one generation to another.
我相信我们当中今日留在这里的青年或者少年人呢不是很多。
I know that those of you who are with us today, those who are young people, there might not be a lot of you.
但是我要问大家，无论年纪大的老中青一个问题。
But I have to ask, no matter what age you are, one question.
你几时为你的子孙祈祷？
How often do you pray for your children or your grandchildren?
几时？
When?
你几时开始为他祈祷？
When do you start praying for them?
啊，我知道了。
Yes, I know.
你話當佢要結婚前一晚，我為佢祈禱啦。
The day before they get married, I pray for them.
或者佢要考大學，我為佢祈禱啦。
Or when they try to apply to college, I pray for them.
當然，你要嗰個時候一定要祈禱。
Of course, during those times, you should pray for them.
但係讓我同你做一個提議。
But let me make a suggestion.
我希望你在他未出世的时候就已经为他祈祷。
I hope that you pray for them before they were born.
未出世就为他的配偶祈祷啊。
Before they were born, you also pray for their spouse.
他未出世你为他的大学祈祷啊。
Before they were born, you pray for the college education.
不是等到他出了世要嫁人会娶人的时候你才跟他快点祈祷，上帝保守保护他啊。
And not during time when they're about to get married, then you start to pray.
或者他在大学不知道去加州大学，因为是 UCLA， 你才为他祈祷啊。
Or you just shouldn't start praying while they're considering college, whether they stay in California.
他未出世你就已经为他祈祷。
Before they were born, you pray for them.
等佢出咗世，亦都为佢祈祷。
And after they are born, of course, you pray for them.
佢仲系个 baby 嘅时候，为佢祈祷。
Pray for them when they were babies.
佢六岁好调皮嘅时候，为佢祈祷。
Pray for them when they were 6 years old and become really naughty.
好背叛嘅时候，亦都为佢祈祷。
And when they're rebellious at the age of 13, you pray for them.
上帝嘅恩典不断嘅在佢身上发生功用。
But God's grace will be upon them over and over again during their life.
因为上帝叫我们要纪念我们和他的立约。
Because God reminds us that we have to timely remember the covenant.
我再问一句,
I ask one more question.
你何时为他的基督化的教育来祈祷呢?
Do you pray for their Christian higher education?
因为你从来没有想到这个祷告啊?
Or have you never even thought of a prayer like this?
因为大学不是入大学咯?
So go to college is to go to a college.
不是啊,
that's not the case.
你要记住, 如果有一个大学能够影响他的信仰,
if you know that there is a college that can strongly affect his faith,
能够使他的生命放在上帝的话语当中,
and let him or her dedicate their lives to God,
你应当为那件事付上祷告的代价。
We really should pray about their Christian education. We have never thought about it.
因为每一个加州的青年人, 从小到大, 除了讲Berkeley之外, 或者UCLA之外, 还有什么可以想的?
Because every California kid, other than talking about Berkeley or UCLA, what else do they talk about?
很多人想说, oh, Harvard啦,
or maybe they should go to Harvard.
耶鲁大学啦,
or Yale.
兄弟曾经去过这些大学,
I have gone to these colleges to visit.
我亦都有很多朋友在这些大学里面,
and I have many friends from these colleges.
让我告诉你听,
let me tell you,
很可能是一个真正有基督教教育的大学, 是应当大家考虑的。
We should really consider colleges with strong values in Christian education.
当然你说, 我的儿子孙都已经大学毕业了。
Or maybe you would say that, well, my children or grandchildren already graduated from college.
但你的侄呢?
Or how about your great-grandchildren?
你有没有为他祈祷啊?
Have you ever prayed for them?
他还没出世来啊?
They were not born yet.
为他祈祷?
Pray for them.
将上帝的约认真地执行。
Put God's covenant in practice as a serious matter.
因为上帝叫你吩咐你的领袖，你的领袖亦都吩咐下边的领袖。
Because God commanded the leaders, and the leaders commanded the people below.
一切纪念约柜。
We all remember the Ark of the Covenant.
约柜虽然现在不在人间,
although the Ark doesn't exist anymore here,
但是上帝的圣约，上帝的约。
But the holy covenant of God still exists.
但还有一种纪念,
there is another remembrance.
这种纪念呢, 可能我们, 没什么注意的,
another remembrance that we might not pay a lot of attention to.
就是这段圣经不断地提醒我们,
and this passage kept on reminding us,
石头,
the word stone.
石头两个字虽然出现八次,
the word stone appeared 8 times in this passage.
这段圣经为什么将普通的石头重复地这么说呢?
Why in this passage God repeatedly used the word stone?
而且要叫他们的领袖搬12块石头, 每个支派派一个人, 在河里面搬石头, 搬到去营间给大家看到那个石头。
God has to ask the leaders of the Israelites 然后在, to move the stone from the river to the camp.
然后第九节呢, 又从河东中间又找石, 又从岸上搬石头回去河中间, 又建立一堆石头。
And then God also asked them in verse 9 to move the stone from the land back to the river.
为什么搬上又搬落?
Why is the moving happening twice?
不是同一堆石,
of course, it might not be the same set of stones.
原来提醒你,
but this is a reminder to you and me.
石头搬上, 石头搬落,
when you move the stone on land and back to the water,
是纪念上帝的特别的作为,
it's to remember God's wonderful deeds.
而且不是搬钻石,
we're not moving diamonds.
很简单搬钻石,
moving diamonds might be simple.
上帝叫他们搬粗的石头,
God asked them to
普通的石头,
move these regular coarse stones.
是从不同的地方, 不同的时间, 立石纪念,
at different times, different places to set these stones as a remembrance.
你有冇諗到點解上帝咁做法？
Have you ever thought why God wants to do this?
點解要咁論盡喺河裏邊搬石去到營當中，然後喺岸上搬石頭又翻嚟到河裏邊？
Why is it so cumbersome to move the stones from the river to the land, and then from the land to the river?
原來立石嘅紀念。
Because setting the stone as a
remembrance
is also remembrance of kind of an alternate
exchange.
And it's also a passing on kind of
remembrance.
What is the question here? What's the problem of Because we tend to forget.
到我这个年纪啊，真是有些时候好多嘢都唔記得。
At my age, there's a lot of things I can't remember anymore.
尋日去咗邊度啊？去過邊度咧？食咗乜嘢？我都唔記得啦。
Where did I go yesterday? What did I eat?
呢個就係人嘅問題。
That's the problem of human being.
好容易善忘。
We are easy to forget.
為咗呢個問題。
And because of this problem,
上帝叫我哋要立石紀念。
God asks us to set the stone to remember.
頭先所讀嘅詩篇特別提醒我哋，你要教你嘅仔子孫，你有家庭嘅崇拜，你有生日嘅紀念，你有你哋結婚嘅紀念，你哋有移民嚟美國嘅立足嘅紀念。
Just like in the Psalm passage that we read, God asks us to remember in special occasions, where we have a special family occasion, but also special remembrance of a covenant with God.
請問有幾多人除咗你生日紀念之外，
I want to ask you, besides your birthday,
你有受洗嘅紀念？
Do you remember your baptism day?
你有冇為著你安立成為執事，為著成立長老有特別嘅紀念？
Do you remember the day that you were installed as deacons or elders of the church?
呢啲係奇事啊！上帝能够叫我哋能够有特别嘅纪念，系一种奇妙嘅事啊！
These are wonderful deeds that God wants us to remember.
应当纪念
，we should remember.
我哋要纪念
，and we have to remember.
我哋要将上帝嘅恩典特别提出嚟
，and we have to mention the special grace of God.
因此，我哋为咗时间嘅缘故，再提醒大家。
And therefore, I want to remind you again.
不但我哋個人要有立石紀念，
not just set stones individually.
不但我哋家庭要有一定嘅紀念，
not to just set stones as a family.
我哋嘅整個教會亦都要有不斷嘅有週年有特別嘅日子嘅紀念。
As a church family, we also should set stones to remember the special grace.
立石紀念呢，有兩個重要的意義。
To set stone to remember had two very important meanings.
第一個，
number one,
就是傳遞的意義。
Is to pass on the legacy.
餘民傳遞到餘民。
From the remaining people to the remaining people.
從餘民到選民到子民。
From remaining people to the chosen people to citizens of God.
立石第一個意義。
That's the first meaning of setting the stone.
第二個意義就是
the second meaning,
要向萬民來宣揚上帝的恩典。
To spread the God's grace to all people over the world.
從餘民
from remaining people
到子民
to chosen people
到選民
to the citizens of God.
萬民。
And to everybody, all people in the world.
各位弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
立石嘅纪念系咁重要。
To set stone is a very important thing.
唔需要一定要去山上先至纪念上帝。
We don't have to go to the top of the mountain to remember God.
今日喺呢个地方，我哋都可以立石纪念上帝。
Here in this place, right now, we can set stone to remember God.
在结束嘅时候
，and in closing。
我相信你和我都知道我们为什么不能够立石纪念上帝。
You and I might know why we cannot set stone to remember God.
很可能。
Maybe.
因为一个 B 字。
Maybe because of a word that starts with B.
嗰 B 字係乜嘢 B 啊
？And what is this word？
忙碌啦嘛。
Oh, busy. B for busy.
好忙啊。
I'm so busy.
我唔得閒啊。
I don't have time.
我冇時間啊。
I run out of time.
所以我不能夠紀念上帝。
So I cannot remember God.
願主保守你，亦都保守我。
May God bless you and me.
讓我哋用四個 R 字。
And we use four R's to combat, to fight off this one B. I didn't write this.
Fullerton, 一位牧師, 大家很尊敬的一位牧師寫的。
It's a pastor in Fullerton who wrote this.
他叫 Dale Burke,
It's a pastor Burke.
他說要對付忙碌, 最好記住這四樣東西。
How do we fight busyness in our life?
第一,
Number one.
記住你要休息。
Remember, you have to rest.
我哋學習點樣靜止。
We learn how to be quiet.
停落嚟。
Stop. Pause.
如果一首好嘅交響樂
，If you listen to a good symphony，
一定有好好嘅休息符號。
A good symphony must have good pauses.
如果你忙到不能够静落嚟嘅话
，If you're so busy that you cannot pause in your life，
难怪你冇办法纪念。
No wonder you cannot remember God.
第二
，Number two，
第二个系 R 系结果效果。
The second R is result.
你要稍微知道你嘅生命在上帝嘅面前有冇结果。
You need to think about and know whether you have in God's life, your life in God has any fruits.
能够使你成为有效的人，你要想想。
So that you can become a useful person to bear fruits.
如果唔得，仲有第三个 R 字。
And the third R,
呢个咧就系集中 ，refocus.
Oh, refocus. The third R is refocus.
你要集中你嘅注意力。
We have to refocus our attention.
你就可以来到上帝的面前,
then we can come before
纪念他,
God to remember him.
然后你还要多用到上帝给你的好处, reuse.
And we have to, the last R is to reuse the God's blessings in our lives.
你的钢琴为什么不能够使用啊?
Why can't you use your piano skills?
因为你丢空了嘛。
Because you have not touched a piano for a long time.
上帝给你一把好的声音，为什么你不唱歌？
God gave you a good voice. Why don't you sing for him?
上帝给你一对好脚，你的脚不肯为上帝奔走。
God gave you a good set of legs. Why don't you run for God?
很可能你要重新立石来纪念上帝。
So again, we have to set stone to remember God.
愿主保守。
May God bless us.
请大家低头祈祷。
Let's pray.
主啊，求你教导我哋点样成为你嘅仆人。
Lord, ask us how to become a servant of yours.
我哋晓得点样立石纪念。
So that we can remember how to set stones to remember you.
因为你嘅恩典系咁奇妙。
Because your grace is wonderful.
我哋唔愿意做一个白占地土嘅人。
We don't want to be a useless person in this land.
当有一日我哋嚟到你面前嘅时候
，And one day when we come before you，
我哋愿意你话你系忠心又良善嘅仆人。
We want to hear that you tell us that we are a faithful servant of yours。
求你教我哋点样立石纪念。
Please help us so that we know how to set stones to remember you。
我哋不但系立信
，not just to set stones for our faith，
不但系记住立约
，set stones for our covenant，
而且亦都立石纪念你。
And to set stone to remember you.
奉主名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.